The real cost of the Biden border disaster. Welcome to Hidden Agenda on Grand Forks Best Source, brought to you today by Executive Properties. Are you still putting off that project around the house that's been bugging you forever? Do you think you can wait until spring and call a contractor and have the work done ASAP? Well, good luck with that. Executive Properties has openings right now to get that project done. In fact, you can check out their Google reviews. Aaron says Chris and his team did a spectacular job on the damage to my aunt's garage and siding. Kept us up to date on the progress, and the finished product was amazing. Thank you for your professionalism and hard work. Hey, get that project done sooner than later. Call Executive Properties, 701-330-1273. And if we do get any more snow, make sure you call that same number at Executive Properties. They'll help you out with your snow removal. Okay, David Waterman with the Midwest Public Health Coalition joining us along with Paul, the producer. If you have any questions or comments, we're ready to go, all right? Feel free to call or text 701-213-0863, 701-213-0863. And before we get rolling into the show, let's do our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go. Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Let's see here. What's the difference between death and taxes? What is the difference between death and taxes? Well, Congress doesn't meet every year to make death worse. Oh, and by the way, how do you like my hat? I already ran into one mall walker today that did not like it. But anyway, let's go over my little thing here, my monologue, as I like to call it. Not really, but just some things I want to talk about. Of course, we have the North Dakota Republican presidential caucuses yesterday. Donald Trump. Oh, yeah, he won. Took all 29 delegates, adding to his string of victories heading into Super Tuesday. Let's see. He finished first in voting, conducted at 12 caucus sites, 84% of the vote ahead of, and I don't even know why she's still in the race here, UN Ambassador Nikki Haley. Just under 2,000 people showed up at the caucus sites. The result puts Trump back in the winning track, which was briefly interrupted Sunday because, you know, Haley notched her first victory in the campaign in the District of Columbia's primary, which I don't think means jack squat anyway. Let's go over Sleepy Joe's disapproval rating. We do every Tuesday. This was as of February 28th. His disapproval rating now at 58%. His approval rating at 37%. Mark Cuban. You guys know who Mark Cuban is?
Yeah, he, okay. Shark guy.
Yeah, shark guy. And he owns the Dallas Mavericks. He's a dumbass, really. His big quotes, this is what he said. I would support Joe Biden even if he was on his deathbed over Trump. Well, Mark, have you heard Joe talk lately? I don't know. How about this headline in the New York Times reads, Joe Biden super fans think the rest of America has lost its mind. We've all lost our mind, Trump 2024. Okay, and now is the time. You heard me earlier saying I'm going to roast the East Grand Forks City Council a little bit. Well, here's my chance right now. We couldn't do this last week. This is actually a story coming from our part-time local newspaper from Saturday, February 24th. The big headline is they need to work. Well, let's see here. I'll find the headline. EGF goals, industrial park cannabis policy. I drove through the industrial park about a week ago. It needs a little bit of work, but they're talking about infrastructure and all that kind of stuff. Really, the industrial park, if they're talking about bringing in new jobs, that's not what you do. It's not in that bad of a shape. The worst part about industrial park is, well, the guys that are running East Grand Forks kind of is their bad spot. But they're talking about this, and Brian Larson, council member, said, I think it's the right path. It's hard to believe there'll be any new businesses out there until the infrastructure is brought up to snuff a little bit. Pretty hard to attract anyone to that area at that moment. All you have to do is drive out to the very one end of the industrial park. Nobody's going to want to go out there because it's a big shithole. So then, from a planning standpoint, you don't really have a lot of property in city limits that isn't already platted, said Nancy Ellis, community development director, who is also that company I'm talking about's biggest fan. She says the only choice the city has for larger plats of industrial and commercial space would be annexing land. Well, they have done that numerous times. Now, let's get over to the cannabis part. This was the good part. This is what I like. You know, right away, there was a moratorium. As soon as Minnesota legalized recreational marijuana, East Grand Forks, of course, you know, all the wisdom, the infinite wisdom of our city council at East Grand Forks decided to throw that moratorium on the sale, distribution, and manufacturing of cannabis within the city. That means you don't even have to worry about it for 2 years, all right? So the council wants to form a task force to discuss and study this further. We need to have a task force, and I think we should set up that task force last week. Councilmember Ben Pochvinsky said, personally, I don't know if I want that anywhere other than downtown, because I don't want college kids driving throughout neighborhoods to some backwoods location to visit a business. Okay, Councilman Pochvinsky, does that mean college kids are all a bunch of potheads? Huh? Feel free to call or text 701-213-0863. And oh, by the way, if you want to run for local office, reach out to us, 701-213-0863, or you can email us, local@gfbestsource.com, especially if you want to run over in East Grand Forks, all right? There we go. I had a little bit on illegal border crossings, but... there.
So they're talking about they want to make it improvements to the industrial park?
Yeah.
To get, bring businesses in?
Yeah.
So maybe I'm wrong here, but if I was a new business that wanted to put up a plant or something... I'm pretty sure that I you know, to make it more appealing, I wouldn't want a bunch of asphalt ash on, on all my vehicles and everything.
Yeah, well, that's right next door to all the crap that otherwise is out there. When you go, if you're heading east and you look to the south, if you're heading east on Highway 2, Industrial Park doesn't look that bad till you jump on it and start heading south and get down to where all the, like I said, it's a crap hole down there.
But my point is, if they're saying that they want to make improvements to it and make it look better, then why would they say that they want to put an asphalt plant up there?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of a little...
You know, that's so ironic that these were all questions we had been asking the city council for, well, about 2 years.
And also, everybody in the chat, if you can let us know if you survived the Facebook crash of 2024.
Yeah, my phone isn't right yet either, so... But,
did you know about that?
No.
Oh, yeah, Facebook went down today.
They did?
Yeah, for 90 minutes.
Tragic. Oh,
yeah, and people like me that don't know passwords, I'm screwed.
Yeah.
David Waterman, welcome back.
Thank you, sir. It's good to be here.
I know you actually picked a good week to be under the weather last week. We had the blizzard on my birthday.
On your birthday,
days,
but, right? Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. We did manage to make it into town for a little bit that afternoon, but I'm glad everybody's here and we're all together again on Hidden Agenda today.
Yes, sir. So we, and you know, here I was thinking as you were doing your monologue, I'll call it that, that is all local stuff, right? Everything you were talking about is regarding what's going on in East Grand Forks.
Yep.
And the thing about GFBS that I really love is that we get to talk about local things that the other news, so-called news outlets, don't really address.
Yeah.
But I'm going to deviate from that, kind of.
Okay.
I want to talk about the cost, you know, the social, the economic cost of this, they call it the border crisis. But crisis makes it sound like, oh, something happened and we, you know, there's this crisis. The tornado is a crisis. An earthquake is a crisis. But if we hearken back to the good old days of Barack Obama, remember that guy?
Oh, kind of, yeah.
He's proof that the United States is, you know, suffers from systemic racism because as a racist country, we'd never elect a minority, you know, guy for president.
Mm-hmm.
Or wait a minute. No, wait. Was Obama? Wait, what was he again? He was white, right?
We're not really sure. I don't. Was he even a U.S. citizen?
Did he identify as white, or was he? Wait. Anyway, whatever he was.
And we haven't even started talking about his wife.
When he was in office, he came up with this term that I thought was very, very ironic. The term was man-made disaster. Remember that?
Yeah.
A man-made disaster. Disasters aren't man-made. I mean, like, if it's man-made, isn't that called terrorism?
Kind of, yeah. I would think so.
I mean, a disaster is like an earthquake or a hurricane or a tornado or something like that.
Yeah.
A plague.
Tsunami.
Those are disasters. Yeah. Tsunami. But a forest, you know, wildfires, those are disasters. But when it's man-made, that means it's something else. But in this case, I think it's maybe appropriate because what we're seeing at the border truly is a disaster, and it is absolutely man-made. The border, so-called border crisis, is a man-made disaster.
Oh,
it was made by Joe Biden and his gang of thugs. And there's an intention behind it. And, you know, the stated intention by the Democrats is they want to flood our cities and our country with illegal aliens who they bring in thinking and then saying, oh, and you can vote even though you're illegal aliens.
Yeah.
And I refuse to use the term illegal immigrants because they're not immigrants.
No.
Immigration is a legal process.
Yeah.
They're coming across the border illegally, so they're illegal aliens. So the stated goal of the Democrats is this, and they've actually said it out loud. They want to bring these illegal aliens, boost the numbers of people in the, especially the larger cities around the country, to vote for Democrat candidates.
Yep.
They think that they're going to have a bunch of new voters voting for them. So the fact that they're wanting illegal aliens to vote is in and of itself a complete mockery. It makes a mockery of our voting system, our free and fair elections, because now we're allowing outsiders, people who are not Americans. How can a non-American vote in an American election? That's like saying it's literally the same thing as saying, well, we need more mail-in ballots, and we're going to ship them to Tijuana and ask the people there to vote, and then we're going to ship the ballots back in. We're going to count them. We're going to ship some of the ballots out to Iran and let those folks vote, and then we're going to bring back the ballots, and we're going to count them. It's exactly the same thing, except the cost of shipping the ballots to and from Tehran or Tijuana or you name it, Cozumel, wherever it is, Cuba, instead of that cost, which would be minimal, even if you use FedEx, even if you use FedEx overnight.
Yeah.
Instead, they're saying, let's bring them here. Let's just bring all those people in here and then let them vote for us as American citizens. And we'll give them all kinds of services.
Oh, sure.
And free stuff while they're
free phone, money, illegally, place to live.
Yep. So that they will vote for more Democrats or more progressives or more communists. Okay.
Now, if you're out there and you're going, oh, come on, it really can't be as bad as they're saying with the illegal crossings and all that. Illegal border crossings the first 27 days of December last year, the first 27 days, 225,000 illegal border crossings. They were apprehending almost 9,800 illegals a day.
9,800 a day.
A day.
That's 9,800 a day.
Yes. Yes. Right. And that's just down there.
And I read this morning, I checked the numbers. It was before I came into the show today, before I came to the studio this morning, it was well over 3,000 just today.
Oh, sure.
Well over 3,000.
And it's early.
Just this morning.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. So, okay. So anyway, that's the stated goal, right? Because the Democrats for some reason, they think that they are invincible, untouchable. Mm. So they're actually starting to say out loud, yeah, we think by bringing these illegals in, it's going to get more votes for us and for our guys. And so we will have a stranglehold on the country.
Mm-hmm.
The electoral process belongs to us because all these people that are coming in illegally, they're going to vote for us. Why? Because we let them in.
Yeah.
And then we gave them free money once they were here. And then we're going to make sure they can all vote. And that's why, of course, they don't want voter ID, right?
Yeah.
They don't want voter ID because if you're an illegal alien, you can't vote.
Yeah, we need an ID to do anything.
But if you have
a hunting license, a fishing license, to drive a car, you need an ID.
Right.
Not to vote.
Not to vote. Really? To open a checking account.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But not to vote.
No.
Not to elect the leadership of our country. Okay. Anyway, that's the stated goal of the Democrats. That's their stated goal for allowing this disaster at the border, this man-made disaster to take place. But I don't think that's actually the only goal. I think that is part of the goal. I think that the bigger goal is to destroy America. George Soros, our buddy Georgie, actually said out loud that the destruction of America would be his greatest accomplishment in life. Think about this, folks. One of the wealthiest men in the world has stated out loud that the greatest accomplishment of his life would be the destruction of the United States of America. That's what he wants to do.
And where did he make all his money?
Around the world. He basically made his money destroying economies. Mm-hmm. He would destroy entire economies of other countries.
Sure.
And then go in and reap the benefits.
And he did this all from the United States.
He did it over and over and over again. Yeah. Well, I mean,
It's like, you know, isn't that like looking a gift horse in the mouth or something like that?
Well, I think it was Lenin who said, we will, the rope, this is a paraphrase, and it's got to be a paraphrase because I don't speak Russian, and Lenin didn't speak English. But Vladimir Lenin said, the rope that the Americans pull us out of the pit with, okay, the rope the Americans use to pull us out of the pit is the same rope we will hang them with.
Yeah, yep.
It's exactly the same thing. Not only ingratitude, but yeah, we're going to, whatever, the aid that you give us, the way that you help us survive, we're going to destroy you with it.
Sherry Amundsen Norman types, I just watched a film on Frank's speech last night called Let My People Go. Wondering if you know if, when, and what is the status of getting rid of the machines in North Dakota to get us a fair election? These illegals cannot be allowed to vote, and the machines will only allow this. What do you think about these voting machines?
Well, no, I think that they've got to go.
They have to.
You know, I'm one of the people that has been trying to get signatures for the Election Integrity Act, which we're trying to pass in North Dakota. That's an initiated measure. North Dakota has we're a blessed state in that we actually have a process whereby the American citizens can effectively bypass the state legislature. If the state legislature is not representing us, mm-hmm. if they're not representing the things that we care about that's important to the people, we can, after filing with the Secretary of State's office, create a petition to put a measure on the ballot. And there is such a petition right now. It's already been approved by the Secretary of State's office, who, by the way, illegally has come out against the measure. Secretary of State Howe does not have the authority to take his position as Secretary of State and come out against an initiated measure because his office is responsible for counting the signatures, right? So that means that, by definition, he's got to be objective. He can't take a side. He's got to say, we're going to objectively count these signatures mm-hmm. to determine whether or not you have enough signatures, because you got to have so many thousand signatures to get on the ballot. We're going to decide whether or not this gets on the ballot. Well, if he's already stated that he's biased for or against it, then how can you expect him to execute his job faithfully and honestly?
Now, this is going to sound really stupid, but I'm not sure if I even know what these voting machines are, because here's how I vote. I drive down Highway 2, just a couple of miles, to a little town called Mallory. It's not even a town anymore, but that's where I'm in Huntsville Township. That's where my township building is. I go there and I vote. They know me by name. I'm in and out of there in about 8 minutes, but they give me the card. I circle in the little eggs, you know, the little things like I want, and then I hand it back to them. Now, does that go to a machine, or is that something completely different than a machine?
Yeah, no, that goes to a machine. The machine counts that.
Okay.
Okay.
So it does still go through a machine. That's Minnesota.
Yeah, it still goes through a machine. And the same thing in Minnesota where you circle, you blacken in the mm-hmm. little ovals. The problem is this. I mean, it's a great idea in theory. The problem is machines can be programmed.
Sure.
To do certain things. And they have been in the past. And President Trump, I mean, they're trying to put him in jail in Georgia because President Trump questioned the results of the 2020 election. I didn't know that was illegal, by the way, to question the results of an election.
Same with Lindell.
So getting back to the initiated measure, and then I'll address the machine issue directly. The initiated measure that is going through, called the Election Integrity Act, and by the way, I really urge you, even if you think the machines are safe, I urge you as an American to find a place where you can sign that. One place that I know of in Grand Forks, in fact, the only place I know of in Grand Forks, is Midwest Duplication Services, which is 1428 Cottonwood Street. You can go there and sign the petition. Once there are enough petitions, a petition doesn't mean that if you get enough signatures, it doesn't mean that it becomes law. It means that it goes on the ballot. So that means in November, you'll be able to vote on this issue, whether you want to get rid of the voting machines or not. The Election Integrity Act that's being circulated around the state right now for signatures essentially gets rid of the voting machines, and it takes us back to hand-counted paper ballots. It is quite difficult to cheat when you've got hand-counted paper ballots. It means you vote on paper, and it means human beings sit down and tally the votes.
Like we did forever.
Yeah. And guess what? It worked.
Yeah.
It worked forever.
There was never any accusations. There wasn't like, you know, I don't trust.
Because you've got
one. It is what it is.
Because you've got a guy tallying the votes here, and he got a guy over his shoulder watching to make sure that he doesn't make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Not assuming that the person that's tallying them is going to try to cheat, but just to make sure you've got a second pair of eyes to make sure that the tally is right, right? So when you have two people, one from the, I mean, it's the Uniparty, but one from the Democrat Party and one from the Republican Party, and they both say, yep, that's the right number. That's how many votes this guy got. You have a tremendous amount of security built into that system, okay? That's what this will do. It also allows anyone to audit the vote so that if you think that there was some nefarious stuff going on, you can actually say, hey, I want to see the results. Mm-hmm. I want to see how you arrived at those results. Okay, so auditing is important. It's important to make sure that you can have a double check on the system. I think that that's incredibly important. We have these voting machines that should make things go much faster. Instead, they make things go much, much slower. So look, if we can't have free and fair elections, if we can't have elections where the only people that can vote are citizens of the United States, then our country is done. We can't survive having our elections infiltrated by illegals, by aliens, by people who are not citizens of this country, who are citizens of another country. We can't survive. That will not work. And that's what we have. So in North Dakota, you know, we've said that, you know, all politics is local. We've said, here's what we're going to do about it. So I urge you, if you haven't signed it already, that you sign the the Election Integrity Act and let us get it on the ballot and then vote for it. And all of a sudden, we can have a tremendous amount of confidence that that our elections are going to be suddenly a true representation of what the people actually want. I think it's important.
Sherry, thank you. It says, I would recommend you watch that documentary. It'll shock you what they have proven. Thank you, Sherry Amundsen Norman.
Yeah.
All right.
That's good. Okay. So so here's the deal. Today, I really want to hone in on the man-made border crisis, which is the Biden. I mean, Joe Biden is breaking the law. You know what his job is as executive of the country? It's to enforce the law. It's to make sure that the law is upheld in the country. That's the role of the executive, whatever the office is, whether it's president, governor, mayor. The executive doesn't make laws.
Mm-hmm.
The executive is there to execute the laws as they've already been established by the legislature, okay? That's their job, to execute the laws. Make sure the laws are executed properly. Make sure that they're enforced. Biden is doing exactly the opposite.
He doesn't do anything.
No, he's done worse. He's ordered people from ICE, people from the Border Patrol, people from Homeland Security to back off and not turn illegal aliens around and send them back home, but to process them.
Yeah.
What does that mean, to process them? They throw these terms around. Well, we've processed, you know, 450,000 illegal aliens just last month alone. What does that mean, you process them? Because a lot of people think, oh, if it's ICE, if it's the Border Patrol, if it's DHS, they're dealing with it, finding out, and they're sending back. No, that's not what they're doing. When they say process them, what they mean is we're taking down some information, we're giving them some stuff, and then we're bringing them right into America.
Yeah, I was going to.
We're bringing them right in. That's what processing means.
I was going to say, here's processing.
Yeah. Go on in. Go on in. That's exactly what it is. So when Joe Biden or Alejandro Mayorkas says, we need more money, we just don't have the money to deal with this crisis at the border, it's the Republicans' fault. we don't have more, we don't have the money that we need to deal with this crisis at the border. Okay, when they say that, they're actually being honest from their perspective. From their perspective.
Okay.
This is their perspective. It's not what we think it is. What we think it is, oh, yeah, you. Oh, well, let's give them more money. Hey, bipartisan bill. Oh, yeah, three Republicans signed on. Three rhinos signed on. Three turncoats signed on. That's why they call it a bipartisan bill. No, here's what that bill is. Give us billions and billions of dollars more so that we can process more illegal aliens into the country. That's what they mean.
And you know what's funny, too, when they call it a border crisis? How they blame this? I don't know how they can blame this on Trump.
Well, they
because here's, they do.
Here's how. That's what I'm trying to explain.
Okay.
This is how they blame it on Trump. Trump's goal was to keep illegal aliens out.
Mm-hmm.
Their goal is to bring illegal aliens in.
Sure.
Therefore, the fact that they can't bring more in every day is Trump's fault.
Yeah.
Because they want to bring more in every day. They want to flood our country with illegal aliens. And Trump was preventing that. So therefore, this is Trump and the Republicans' fault.
Right.
And if you just give us more money, we'll solve the problem. But wait a minute. The problem that you're solving is you want to make the borders even more porous than they are already? Yes.
Yeah. And the thing is, you can't even fly them back to their country because TSA wouldn't let them on the plane.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's right. And you know, it's not like he didn't want aliens to come into our country. He just wants to stop the illegal ones. There are the proper channels to go through. If you want to come to the United States, you can do it most of the time.
That's right.
You know,
most of us got here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So during the Trump administration, the border, the different agencies processed in, they brought in legally 1 million new citizens a year. 1 million immigrants, true immigrants, not aliens, not illegal aliens. 1 million new citizens that became citizens, had their card. I'm now a citizen of the United States. 1 million a year. I think that's very generous.
Oh, yeah.
Under Biden, let's go through some numbers, but this is not going to be, this is, you know, it's not a cakewalk to get all this stuff.
Man, I tell you what, your segues just get better and better all the time, David. You know, there is nothing, and I mean nothing better than treating yourself to some good homemade baked goods. Every time I read this ad, I get hungry. Over Heaven's Cakes, right around the corner, north backside of the Grand Cities Mall. Best cakes, cupcakes, doesn't matter. Special occasion, a treat, treating your employees. Maybe you got the munchies. Once you walk in, you're not going to want to leave. The smell holds you hostage. It's great. Check them out. Open Tuesdays through Friday, 10 to 4. Saturdays, 9 to noon. You can call them, 701-757-CAKE. You can email them, oforheavenscakes@yahoo.com. You know, graduation isn't that far away. Be ready. All for Heaven's Cakes in the Grand Cities Mall. Be a beautiful cupcake in a world full of muffins. Real cost of the Biden border disaster, hidden agenda. David Waterman in the studio, along with Paul, the producer, and myself, of course, David Waterman with the Midwest Public Health Coalition, talking about, the Biden border disaster. You know, in 2021, David, 13, this is 2021, I couldn't find any newer numbers. 13.6% of the U.S. population were immigrants. 13.6% in 2021. Seems like kind of a high number then, but I'm sure it's way higher now. But again, I couldn't find any numbers because, well, I'm guessing a lot of these illegals, they probably don't even know they're in the country. You know, U.S. Census Bureau, I mean, how do you do it? How do you count? So I don't know. Anyway.
So I do have some numbers.
Okay.
And this is, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, other than the fact that I printed out some material directly from the Department of Homeland Security's website.
Okay.
Most of the information I'm going to be presenting today came from FAIR, which is the Federation for American Immigration Reform. The Federation for Immigration Reform, and you can find them at FAIR.org. I strongly urge you, as an informed listener of Hidden Agenda, to get on your computer after the show and go to FAIR. Actually, it's FAIR. I'm sorry, it's FAIRUS.org. FAIR, FAIRUS.org. These folks are tremendously well-informed, and they've been up to speed on what's going on at the border for a very long time. I've actually never found a better source for information about the damage that's being done to our country at our borders, particularly the southern border. So the United States has approximately 7,500 miles of international land border, about 1,195 miles along Mexico, and another 525 miles along Canada. In addition, the U.S. maintains over 95,000 miles of marine maritime border on the east and west coast, Hawaii, Alaska, and other territories. Okay. Border security. The number of suspected terrorists apprehended illegally entering the U.S. ports between ports of entry in 2017. These are simple numbers. The number of suspected terrorists apprehended trying to illegally enter our country in 2017, two. They apprehended two. Okay. These are suspected terrorists.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Who was president in 2017?
Well, I believe that be Barack Obama. No, it was 17. No, it would have been Trump.
After 2016. There you go. President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So during President Trump's years in office,
yep.
Well, in 2017, they found two suspected terrorists. Two were apprehended.
Because nobody dared cross. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wonder how many there were between 2017 and 2023? Between in that time period? 172.
Wow.
It's a bit of an uptick.
A little bit.
In 2021, in the fiscal year 2021, October, I believe that's October, from October 1st to September 31st, 2021, Customs and Border Patrol had over 1.6 million encounters nationwide. 1.6 million nationwide. In 2022, 2.7 million
wow.
illegal aliens at America's borders, and 600,000 known gotaways. Oh, a gotaway geez. Means that the Border Patrol, the people that are there trying to secure the border, mm-hmm. they saw them come in, and either because they had a lack of manpower or because they had a lack of vehicles mm-hmm. to go after them or because they saw them by drone. And they saw them come in, and they could not do anything about it. Those are gotaways. 600,000, that's over 500,000
yeah.
illegal aliens entering into our country in 2022 alone that they couldn't stop. We don't know who they are, where they went, or what they're planning to do here. In 2023, under Joe Biden, the number of encounters... 3.2 million
Jeepers.
Illegal aliens coming across and encountered by our Border Patrol, with 1.8 million known gotaways. 1.8 million. So between 2022 and 2023, more than 2 million people coming into our country that we have no idea where they're from, where they went, or what they plan on doing in this country.
So what's the population of North Dakota?
Oh,
half that. I mean, I'm just trying to
probably half that, right?
To grasp how many people. I mean, that's like Minneapolis, St. Paul. You know, I mean, jeepers.
The number of people between 2021 and 2023, the number of illegal aliens coming into America, is now over 8 million people.
Wow,
over 8 million illegal aliens have entered just from 2021 to 2023. This is basically, to make a comparison, equivalent basically to the entire population of Virginia, state of Virginia, or New York City.
So at the border, do they just have a guy with like one of those little clickers?
Yeah, right. Yeah. And Mayorkas wants money for more clickers. So they can keep
you know, it's funny because I started seeing this meme on Facebook yesterday or the day before about 4 years ago, my life changed drastically for the worst and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, geez, what happened to you? I know you. Well, then all of a sudden I see somebody else post the same thing. And then somebody else, well, duh, 4 years ago, what happened that changed all of our lives for the worst? This is kind of funny. I had guys from the electric company out of my house the other day. Something they were checking on a transformer. And there's three guys out there. And when they were all done, he came back and he knocked on my door. And I'm like, what in the world? He goes, excuse me, sir. I was just wondering, why is your flag hanging upside down? Ah. So I had to tell him the whole story and all of that stuff.
You educated him.
And he did one of these like, I think I'm going to go home and do that. I said, you know what? I said, hopefully come November, that thing will be flying the right way again. But there we go. Yeah.
Hopefully come November.
The other thing, too, it is really terrible at all these, you know, illegals that are coming over when you talk about those kind of numbers is, well, first off, you know, you got programs that are taking taxpayer dollars to, you know, try to support them or do whatever. But, you know, if the shit hits the fan and people start raiding grocery stores and you remember the great toilet paper shortage. I mean, you're going to have all of these people that are just going to ransack all of our supplies.
Yeah, right. Absolutely it is. That's exactly right. As of 2020, to answer your question, as of 2022, population of North Dakota, 778,000.
Yeah.
770, almost, yeah. So roughly 750,000 people in North Dakota.
Marie,
I didn't know that, but these occasionally come in handy.
Marie Stewart makes a good point, but they are not technically illegal, right? They are legal once they're here.
No, they're not. They're okay. Still illegal. No, that's like saying a shoplifter is not what they're doing isn't illegal
until you get caught,
right?
Yeah, sure.
Or once you leave the store and he didn't get caught, then that means it was legal.
Okay.
No, it's still illegal.
Well, yeah,
whether you get caught or not, it's still against the law.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the fact that they're coming here and they get across the border, they're still illegal. They're here illegally.
Right.
That's what
right.
that means. That's what it means to be an illegal. Look, you can't be an illegal alien if you're in Mexico.
Sure. Yeah.
If you're from Mexico and you're still in Mexico, you're not an illegal alien. Mm-hmm. You're a citizen of Mexico. If you come to the United States illegally, you are an illegal alien. That's exactly what that term means. You're an alien from this country, mm-hmm. and you're here illegally because you did not go through the proper channels to become a citizen. Processing people through, meaning that they're letting them come through, doesn't make them citizens. They're not citizens. They're still illegal aliens.
Yeah, I'm
which
saying,
is the reason, I'm sorry, which is the reason the Democrats want no voter ID. Because if they were suddenly legal citizens once they're here, they would have IDs. Right?
Yeah. She's saying, I'm saying technically via the current laws and DOJ, Department of Justice, that's just like race car rule books. Nothing's illegal unless you get caught. And by the way, Marie, if you are still planning on running for office, PM me. We'll get you on the show. There we go.
So, yeah, so they're illegal. It doesn't matter if, look, the DOJ doesn't make laws. DHS doesn't make laws. The Border Patrol and Border Protection doesn't make laws. They don't make laws. Congress makes laws. So Congress determines when a person's a citizen and when a person's not a citizen. And mm-hmm. these people are not citizens. They're illegal aliens. So, what about the border wall? You know, the first attempt was to create a border wall for a fence in our country, 1993.
Yeah,
Bill Clinton erected a primary fence in California.
Mm-hmm.
Subsequent pushes to extend the wall following surges in illegal crossings in the early 2000s led to the Secure Fence Act of 2006.
Yep.
Which authorized construction of a partial border fence along the U.S.-Mexico border. Despite bipartisan promises, Americans had to wait over a decade to see construction begin, and the Trump administration built or replaced 452 miles of border wall, but the construction halted at the end of his presidency.
Yep.
Which actually, in my opinion, hasn't ended because I think he won the last election, so technically he should still be president. I think it'll be nice that he gets another term. So he'll actually serve three terms, six, one of whom that he didn't serve.
Yeah, yeah.
This one. Migrants and smugglers often flee law enforcement in high-speed chases known as bailouts.
Yep.
And they're so common now that certain border communities have actually put up barriers mm-hmm. to prevent crashes and additional fatalities. Law enforcement believes bailouts are increasing due to perception by smugglers that the CBP, customs, that CBP is Customs and Border Protection,
yep,
is overrun and would be less likely to catch them if they flee. So why not? Go for it. Go for it. Plus, you probably watch, you know, the Fast and Furious movies, and they think they can outrun those guys. That was a joke.
Okay.
Since 2020, how about drugs? Since 2020, 97% of fentanyl and nearly 90% of heroin intercepted by Customs and Border Patrol happened at the southwest border. 97% of fentanyl and 90% of heroin. Over 100,000 Americans die each year from opioid overdoses. What is Biden doing to this country? What are his border policies doing to this country? That's on a national scale. You know, here's what's, you know who's really getting rich off of this whole thing? Who's getting rich? The cartels.
Yeah, sure.
In 2022, there were over 4,000 offenders convicted of smuggling aliens, accounting for 24.2% of all immigration offenders sentenced. You know what cartels charge one person to smuggle them into this country? $15,000.
Jeez.
$15,000, and they promise freedom in America. We'll get you across the border for $15,000. And what they often do is they'll make the people, the illegal aliens who are trying to come across, who are paying the cartels, they'll make them wear a wristband with a certain color so that they know which cartel. They know, so they see that you with the wristband, okay, we know that you paid us your 15 grand. Here's the problem. After they get here, after they successfully get them into the United States, these same aliens, these same illegal aliens that they bring in, they're forced to work in dangerous, low-paying jobs or to perform sex work. In other words, they're forced into prostitution.
And if they just go through the border without being smuggled, according to Marie, they're processed and given court dates, which we knew that, but they cannot legally work until their court dates or whatever, but they can apply for supplemental benefits. So not only are we giving them a phone and cash, but they can get bennies too.
And how many of them show up for the court dates?
Right, right, exactly.
Very few, because most of them don't. They don't have to, because guess what? You can go to New York City and get a car with free money.
Yep.
Get free money.
Yep.
So the effort to undermine the system of checks and balances of protections for U.S. citizens by requiring things like some type of ID showing who you are, that you actually belong here. The Democratic Party is trying to remove that completely, to try to just eliminate it. So
how do you even have a court date for somebody that doesn't have an ID?
What's the point?
Right, right.
I mean, you don't know their name.
Yeah, exactly.
So Anonymous is here to defend themselves.
Yeah.
So here's some
with this interpreter.
Yeah.
So these people are being smuggled across the border. They're paying thousands of dollars to get here, and then once they get here, they're forced to be prostitutes, prostitutes. You say prostitute, and you, what's a prostitute? A prostitute is someone, 99.9% of the time, they're women who agree to sell their bodies, to sell sex to men. Right, that's what a prostitute is. A woman who says, "Yeah, I'm going to do this," and well, they got a pimp. They got a guy who's going to skim most of the money off the top, and so they get very little. But there are women who choose to do that for whatever reason, to support their drug habit, to support whatever.
Well, really quickly, I mean, if you have these illegals in there, you know, they're trying to get some income. Well, what's the easiest way for somebody to get an income that can't get a job?
You're right.
You sell drugs.
But you're right.
Yeah, right, your body.
Sell your body or sell drugs. Okay. But if you choose, to do that, let's say instead of a handsome guy, you're a good looking woman, and you choose to sell your body for money, you're a prostitute. What are you if this guy? Sorry, John. I just gonna use you. Let's say, because since your name is John, let's say that this guy grabs you, snatches you, throws you in a truck, right? Throws you in a van, and says, you hook for me or I'll kill you. And so he keeps you chained to a bed and has guys come in and abuse you for his profit. Are you a prostitute?
You're a slave.
You're a slave. Exactly. You're a slave. That's what these people are who are smuggled in by the cartel. So think about it. You want to talk about evil. The cartels first charge you money to bring you into this country. Then once you're here, they enslave you and force you to do sex work for them. And then they get more money from you.
And another, Marie brings up another good point, and I can't believe I didn't bring this up either, or neither one of us did, or any of us. But once they cross the border, if they've got kids, right now there's like 85,000 kids that cannot be located.
So I'm getting to that. Okay. In 2021, take a guess in millions or bill, whatever. Take a guess. What do you think that the cartels made from human trafficking and smuggling?
2021. I'm going to say $3 billion.
$3 billion. What's your guess?
$300 billion.
Wow, that's quite the range. Why not just say $5 trillion? No, $13 billion.
Wow,
$13 billion in human trafficking and smuggling.
I was closer.
For fiscal year 2022 and 2023 combined, there were nearly 291,000 children encountered at the border, unaccompanied children. 291,000, more than a quarter of a million children showed up at the border unaccompanied. Many of which are exploited by the cartels or traffickers. According to the inspector, this is a quote, according to an inspector general report in early 2023, HHS, Health and Human Services, and DHS, Department of Homeland Security, lost track of, 85,000 children in just 2 years. Can't contact them, can't do follow-up. Oh, leading to concerns that they may have been trafficked. Duh. Do you think?
Duh.
Hello? And Joe Biden sits in the Oval Office and says, we need more money
says, for the border. Come on, man.
To process more people in. What Joe Biden is doing is he is directly aiding and abetting child trafficking, sex slavery, and drugs flooding into our country that's killing Americans. That's the human cost. Right, that's the human cost. We haven't even started to talk about the economic cost.
Right.
Let's talk about the economic cost for just a minute. Let's talk about our own neighborhood. Let's talk about our backyard, North Dakota.
Okay.
Right? And you say, someone just turned in and says, wait a minute, David Waterman's with the Department of the Midwest Public Health Coalition. What does that have to do with health? No, I'm talking about our economic health, our physical health, our emotional health, and our country's health as a nation that really wants to survive. We're not surviving right now. We're close to being on life support.
Yeah, we're barely getting by.
Barely. So it's time for an ER visit. But here are the facts. For North Dakota, what are the costs in North Dakota? Guess what? We don't have these huge caravans coming to North Dakota like they do in New York and California. Mm-mm. Right? So we should be pretty secure here. How many illegal aliens live in North Dakota? You wanted to guess? 6,000.
Okay.
6,000 illegal aliens in North Dakota. Roughly 3,000 U.S.-born children from those illegal aliens. Illegal alien households add 2,200 students to our public schools. That, guess whose tax dollars pays for those children to be in our public schools?
Yeah.
That'd be us.
Mm-hmm.
Average cost of North Dakotans per illegal alien, $4,806 per illegal alien. That's what it costs the state.
Is that per year, one time?
Per year, yes, okay. Per year. Education, taxpayers, we're supporting $27.9 million to educate these illegal aliens, $3.1 million in police, legal, and corrections, plus health care, public assistance, government and services and expenses. Illegal alien costs to North Dakota taxpayers was $43.3 million in 2023 alone.
Jeez.
$43.3 million. So if you divide that by the number of citizens in North Dakota, it comes to $137 per North Dakota household annually. So you pay $137 of your taxes to support illegal aliens in North Dakota. You know what? I could use that $137 for something else.
Absolutely.
I could use it to pay my water bill or my heating bill in the winter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, John, you're not from North Dakota, so you might be saying, well, I'm glad I don't have to deal with that. Get ready for Minnesota.
Oh, boy. Now here we go.
140,000 illegal aliens live in Minnesota
mm-hmm.
in 2023.
Okay.
Roughly 47,000 U.S.-born children to these illegal aliens. So they come here, they have a child, and now they're 47,000 children from illegal aliens born in Minnesota. Illegal alien households add 57,285 students to local schools. The average cost to Minnesotans is $4,692 per illegal alien. $712.5 million go to education. $74.8 million go to police, legal, and corrections, plus health care, public assistance, et cetera, et cetera. So the illegal immigration costs to Minnesota taxpayers across the state combined is $877.5 million last year. That adds up to per household. This is you, John. This is your tab to housing the illegal aliens in Minnesota. $394. That's what you spent last year in your Minnesota taxes to house illegal aliens. $394.
Okay, and then you add on the taxes that I am also paying because they're rebuilding the Minneapolis-St. Paul area after the George Floyd riots.
Yeah, right.
It's ridiculous.
Right. Yeah, this doesn't even account for that.
Right. That's just $394 per illegal alien not having anything to do with that.
Yeah, and you're just rocks and cows over here.
Yeah, that's all we are.
Right, so that's your – so every single Minnesota household, the legal citizens of Minnesota, every household in 2023
mm-hmm.
paid $394 to cover the costs of having these illegal aliens in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Your household, your neighbor's household, everybody – cost you almost $400 to have these illegal aliens there. We think that we're here in the Midwest. Well, it doesn't affect us. Oh, yeah, you better believe it affects you.
You know, my wife complains a lot because she does all of this kind of work for us. But our federal taxes, she doesn't have a problem with. They're not a big deal. But our Minnesota tax, our state tax, and people around here, I don't know because I don't own a house in North Dakota anymore, but they talk about property tax and blah, blah, blah. Come over to the other side of the river, man. I'm not kidding you. It's a nightmare over there. And you know, you think Sleepy Joe's bad. Look who we've got running our state. It's ridiculous.
I mean, there was a guy that was commenting on Facebook the other day, and I had to tell the one guy, I was just like, just stop. I mean, you're just beating your head against a wall. Because this is how incredibly daft these people are. The guy was saying Joe Biden is doing such a great job. Inflation is down. It's like, how can you go outside and think that?
Yeah.
I was like, do you have somebody else paying for your groceries? I mean,
what? Yeah. Oh, Biden's great.
On what
name
planet,
one thing.
On what planet do you live in
yeah.
that you think inflation is down?
I think he lives on the planet that plugs into CNN every night and believes whatever he's told.
Yeah.
Because that's all it takes is for some talking head on CNN, the Communist News Network, or as I prefer, not so affectionately, the Constipated News Network. They just say what they want them to hear and what they want them to believe, and they just believe it.
Yeah, yep.
You know the slogan of the Constipated News Network, don't you?
Yeah.
We try to tell the truth, but we just can't get it out.
Yeah. You know what? These people that are slinging their liberal BS on social media, if I was Facebook friends with them or social media friends with them, I no longer am. I block them. And if they were ever to come up to me and say, why did you block me? I'll tell them flat out, because you're a liberal POS. And
that means point of sale, just so you know.
Yeah, and you don't even belong in, but I can't do that. You don't even belong in the same building I'm in right now, dude. Just get out of here. All right. But oh, well.
So one of the problems that we have is that there are so many Americans who don't pay attention or who pay attention to the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Guess what? You know what? CNN lies.
Oh, yeah.
So does MSNBC. Mm-hmm. So does ABC, NBC, CBS. They lie to you. They distort the facts so that you won't really know what's going on in this country. And a day will come if we continue on this path. If we don't put President Trump back in the White House in 2024, I really believe our nation is done. I don't think we'll live to see another presidential election. And that's not hyperbole. That's if you look at the trends across the board, what's happening to this country, what's happening to us socially, economically, spiritually, and morally, we cannot survive another 4 years of this. We can't. It's not possible. The laws of nature make it impossible for us to survive as a free country for another 4 years if we don't have a massive reversal in the policies that have brought us to where we are. So I'll just quickly. So what are we facing? Antifa, BLM, the woke agenda, the COVID agenda, the southern border problem, inflation, the transgender issue. Confusing children that there's no such thing as a boy and a girl anymore. It's just whatever you want to be. Socialism is taking over our country. ESG, right? Environmental social governance. Climate change. Attacks on America's farmers. It goes on and on and on. And this invasion at the border. We are under attack from so many different angles right now. If we don't get an executive and some legislators who begin to turn this whole thing around, we're finished.
You know, what you just said in that 30 seconds, I just about lost all oil pressure. I did. I mean, I don't ever group all of those together like that, because normally when we're doing a show, we're focusing on two or three different things. That is just freaking crazy. All of the things in the last 3.5 years that's all happened.
Right. Exactly. And it's not sustainable. We will not survive as a nation if we don't turn it around and turn it around quickly. And that's why that's why I'm so insistent that it begins at the local level. It begins with us as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
We have to wake up, recognize what's going on, and not become overwhelmed. That would be a mistake, because the whole goal of the enemies of our country, the George Soroses of the world, is to overwhelm us so that we just give up. So we say, oh, I can't do anything. And we shut down and we don't do anything. Then they win. What we can do is say, you know what? I can't solve all those problems, but I can do something. Here's what I can do. I can begin with myself. I can begin to reevaluate, what is my role as a citizen? What do we have to do as individuals in order to have a free society and a culture of civility where we treat each other with respect and honor and dignity? How can I change my speech pattern so that I become a more dignified American citizen? How can I engage in a political sense to impact and influence, A, what our current representatives are doing, and B, who they are, right, at the ballot box? Mm-hmm. Because every single one of us can do something that really will make a difference. And we might say, well, individually, I can't do anything. No, but collectively, as a group, we can literally turn the ship around. It's been estimated that if 10% of Americans, particularly 10% of American men, would get on board, start getting this information and saying, yeah, man, I got it. You know what? It might take some sacrifice. I might have to give up some things. Mm-hmm. I might have to send some money to some people who are doing some really good work to make sure that they can keep doing it. And I'm going to come alongside them and help in any way that I can. If 10% of our population would just do that, we would turn this around. And I think we could turn it around within 4 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He ruined it in a couple. We could fix it.
I think we can fix it. I do.
Marie says, we don't even have safe or clean drinking water in Grand Forks. I didn't know that. I have rural water. I love it. My wife drinks bottled water. I'd love it right out of the tap, like your grandpa used to say. I want sink water. What do you call it? Give me sink water, not tap water. Yeah, and we had the mayor on yesterday talking about the new water treatment plant. But good show today.
Thank you, John.
Just stuff people spend a little time, do the research. I mean, we can't preach it enough on this show. Don't just jump on a bandwagon. Find out for yourself. It doesn't take long. You could spend 10 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day online or going to these news services, the good ones, the real ones, and find out more. You know, if we were lying, this monitor behind us would have all kinds of people calling us names like we did when we first started show.
Yeah.
They would be telling us we are nuts, we have no idea what we're talking about, and it's really funny because these people all just went and hid in their holes now, but if I ever bring it up to them, like, hey, I remember the crap you said to me 3 years ago, and they'd look at me like, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, okay, well, I do.
Yeah, we can talk about this on the next show or, at a different time, but... I would recommend you can go watch it. Russell Brand, he even talks about it. Because I tried to share his show on Facebook just through the Rumble link, and Facebook took it down. They wouldn't even let me do it. And it was proving that everything that we've been saying for the last 4 years is right. Because now the mainstream media is actually reporting on it, too.
Because they're jumping on board.
Because there was a huge study about the side effects from the jab. Yeah. And... now it's proven,
right?
And they can't backpedal. They're in a corner now.
It's amazing. Right. Even some of the local media now is starting to copy us and take some of our stories. I'm not naming anybody, but anyway. So thank you all for listening today. Thank you for watching. Want to wrap up the show here?
Yeah, I think that it's really important for. And you said don't just jump on a bandwagon unless it's ours.
Yeah,
because we do the research. I mean, I was just thinking the other day. Dr. Gene Gullick's just retired. I was at a retirement party in Fargo, and I started thinking about it, and I thought, you know what? I think between Dr. Gullick's, Dr. Stanislavski, the other excellent members of Midwest Public Health Coalition, and myself, we have done literally, it's not hundreds, it's thousands of hours of research and investigation into the truth behind COVID, which is what I was, talking about on the show, and for a while, Dan and I both talking about this on the show for the last couple of years, to expose the truth. And the problem is that so many people didn't want to hear it. Some people did, and some people. I mean, I'm blessed to have heard. I had a woman say to me, she's a mother of I think three children, and she said, "You know what? I went to your website like you suggested. I looked at the information you had there, and I decided not to get the COVID vax for my kids."
Mm.
And I said, "You know what? Thank you for telling me that, because who knows what harm we may have saved your children from just because she took the time to go and look at the information that we provided." That's what we're trying to do now with all these other things. It's not. I don't believe that it's hopeless, or I wouldn't be here.
Right.
I'd be moving. I'd be packing up and moving to some other place in the world where I think I can just hunker down and live out the rest of my days in relative peace and security. I don't know that there is a place like that, other than maybe Israel, that's a whole other story. We'll talk about that next show. But there's something that each one of us can do about it. And I watching this show, getting informed is the start. But then recognize, you know what? You don't get anything for free.
Right.
And so if you want to make a difference, it's going to cost you something, and be prepared to pay that cost, knowing that what you're doing is honorable and noble, and then do it. And thanks for watching. Like, share, and tag.
All right. Thank you, David. Today's Hidden Agenda brought to you by Redemption Shield.
Have you noticed the ever-alarming 400,000 cell towers that have gone up in the United States alone? How about the electronics that reside in every room of our homes and Wi-Fi that runs 24/7? 5G cell phones are carried in our pockets hours on end. Common complaints are ringing in the ear, sleep deprivation, palpitations, headaches, memory loss, and so much more. Redemption Shield is on the cutting edge of offering products that protect your family from electromagnetic and microwave radiation. Start protecting yourself now. Go to redemptionshield.com and get grounded and shielded today. Use code GFBS and save 10%. RedemptionShield.com.
Yeah, you just go to the GFBestSource.com at the bottom of the homepage and click the shield to order today. Again, thank you, David Waterman with the Midwest Public Health Coalition. Thank you, Sherry, Marie, and everybody that's been watching the show and following us and chirping in with your thoughts and insights. We enjoy that. By the way, tomorrow, let's see, Gail Chenstead is going to be on the show. We're going to be talking about the 2024 Red River Valley Motorcyclist Spirit of America Bike and Car Show. It's coming up in April for a weekend at the Alaris Center. It's going to be a blast. I can't wait. You people out there, have yourself a great remainder of your day. And remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone. You'll never miss a show. Grand cities, man, they are grand. Grand Forks Best Source is giving them an identity again.